Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. We've got questions of yours that we are going to answer. If you've got a question, you can submit it at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Holly, what's the question we have to begin with?
We started tomato plants by seed. They came up. They look good. Now they are not real green, and the bottom leaves are dying. We watered the plants from the bottom, used grow lights, potted the soil. The seeds were new. We also packed the soil down, as you suggested, before planting. I hope there's something we can do for these plants.
Well, the bottom leaves, that's the seed leaves. That's normal for those to change color and die off. Those are called the, what is those called, Holly? Cotyledon leaves? They're gonna dry up and fall off. If the other leaves are changing color, then you have a lack of nitrogen in the soil. What you need to do is get a liquid fertilizer, a Neptune Harvest, a Dr. Jim's, and supplement your plants to feed them, in order to get that green back in the plants so you can have good seedlings to put outside. And then you bottom water, like you said, you put water in the bottom of the base and let it wick up as the plants require, but not let them set in that moisture for a long period of time. Otherwise, you're going to have root fungal problems. You're going to have root rot. You're going to have a lot of issues. So that would hopefully help you. I noticed that on our golden nugget tomatoes that we do have some curling on those, and I'm not sure why that is. And we may choose not to use those plants in our garden, in our transplant. And we may just ditch them because there's no sense of trying to baby a plant throughout the whole growing season if it didn't start off very well at all.
Winter has been long, but it's finally spring. It's time to order some plants, seeds, new planter pots, and maybe a wind chime or two. Now is the perfect time to bring your garden back to life. When you get ready to work in a garden, you always forget to buy something. This year, don't let the mosquitoes remind you.
Holly and I are excited to host a Spartan Mosquito giveaway for three listeners each week to win some product by Spartan Mosquito. We will announce the winners at the end of each week on Facebook. Enter to win by emailing gardentalkradio@gmail.com. In the subject line, put winner. You must be 18 years or older, living in the contiguous United States where products are state approved. Radio show and podcast listeners are eligible. For all details, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com and click on the Spartan Mosquito tab at the top of the page. This week's contest ends Friday, May 22nd, 2020 at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can claim your prize as soon as it is announced on Facebook. If you do not claim your prize within 5 days, we will announce a new winner. Thank you, Spartan Mosquito, for participating with the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener for this giveaway to our listeners.
So John asks, I have seen some where people have purchased what is called garden paper for weed control. It comes in rolls of 3 feet by 100 feet. Is this just as effective as cardboard? And do the worms treat it as they would cardboard? Like, do they eat it, break it down?
Well, this is kind of like, I would label it as like a butcher paper on a very long roll. The benefit to this is it's not as thin as, it's not as thick as the cardboard. It lets water and air circulate through it, and at the end of the season, the farmer or the gardener can just till it under it. It will biodegrade. It's not, it costs money. Cardboard is free. Cardboard is thicker. It doesn't allow the water to, go through it. It doesn't allow the, air
so
to go through it.
Because with garden paper, the water will go through it.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I think you kind of have to determine what you're trying to do with it. So if you're trying to suppress weeds, will it work? Yes. Will cardboard work? Yes. But if you're trying to let the water go through it, then maybe something like garden paper is what you need.
And the worms with our cardboard, when you flip the cardboard up, the worms are just a number, dozens of them, underneath feeding off of that in that moist environment. Leon writes in, I've had a rain barrel for about 3 years now. Do I need to do any maintenance to it, or can I leave it alone until it falls apart? I've noticed as recently there's been a swampy, rather disgusting smell coming from the water. Should I drain it and clean it? or does it hurt the plants if I just use that water? My barrel is of the round kind, around 55 gallons, non-transparent or translucent, and not in direct sunlight. Thank you. Well, you do not have to do anything to it but drain it in the winter, Leon, and then you can scrub it out and clean it thin. It's not going to hurt the plants, the algae or that smelly water. That's not going to do any, that's not going to hurt anything. What you have going on there, you have bacteria occurring in that rain barrel because that water has not been used regularly. So you want to be more regular use of that to cycle that water through. Now, you could do a little maintenance on that water if you're planning on holding on to it. And using it only in emergency, chlorine bleach will kill the algae and most of the smell, and it will evaporate out of the water and will not hurt the plants. If you want to flush, if you really want to clean it out and scrub it out, you could do that as well. You could add, you could also add cedar oil or cedar chips to the barrel, or you can add 1 cup of vinegar to the barrel. A full barrel of water, and this will mess with the pH of the barrel and enough to where it'll change the pH and the barrel will not smell because it'll kill the bacteria. So hopefully that will help you in your rain barrel situation. Again, rain barrels, you move that water, use it, let it fill back up, use it, but if it just sets there stagnant, it's like going to be going to have some algae, going to have some smell, but again, not going to hurt your plants at all unless you have very sensitive like house plants, but I wouldn't use that type of water on your house plants. But your typical garden plants, not a worry in the world. Go ahead and use it. That bacteria, that algae, it's actually good for the plants and it's good for the soil as well.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.